welcome back to another Sugar and Spice podcast episode. We are on the lighthearted topic this week, so...
It's a fun one.
Lady mistakes we've made. But there's a lot of things that, like, as a kid, I didn't know and I didn't ask, and I tried to figure it out myself, and it caused problems, and they're made for funny stories, so...
Yeah, honestly, like, I don't say that I'm an old lady, but I'm old enough where I didn't turn to Google. We didn't turn to Google for these kinds of things. You just figured whatever the crap you could out.
Which is weird, because, like, Google was a resource for me to use when I, like, started my menstrual cycle. But I don't think I ever looked it up on how to use a tampon, and I tried to figure it out myself.
It's just fear. Actually, drives you into a corner of silence and...
Seriously. Mistakes. So, yeah, we've got a couple stories of our own, and then we had a listener send in some stories of hers as well, and they're really great. So we wanted to share those with you guys. And let you know that if you've ever had similar mistakes, that you're not alone, because trust me, we have to.
Yeah.
So, what do you want to start with? Me, you, or our friend?
I'm scared to even share anything.
I know. Okay, I'll share. I'll be the brave one and I'll go first, okay? All right, so I'll share the first time I figured out how to use a tampon, okay? Because I know that a lot of women out there can relate. If you're a guy and you're listening, just know for your kids, okay?
Yes, this is good. Listen for insight.
Kids, no pressure to have kids, okay? Okay. So, I was a pretty late comer to my menstrual cycle. I started mine when I was like 15 or 16. So,
really?
Yeah, I was really late. I knew someone who started hers in elementary school.
Yeah.
So, I was late, and I'm kind of glad. But, mine came really late in life. And when it first started, I didn't know how to use tampons, and the idea of them scared the crap out of me. I don't know. Did it ever scare the crap out of you?
My mom, like, made it sound so mysterious. She's like, you girls are too little for that.
And my mom would show me, like, the cardboard applicators that, like, she used. And I'm like, excuse me. That looks uncomfortable as fuck. I didn't want to use that. So I was always so scared of tampons. I didn't really realize at the time that they were plastic applicators to be used. I never asked. I didn't really want to know. So when I first started my period, I used pads a lot of the time. So for the first like month of my menstrual cycle, I only like used pads because I was so afraid of tampons. I was afraid they would get stuck. I was afraid of, what is it, toxic shock syndrome. I was so scared, if you don't know. If you forget a tampon or if you leave it in for more than, like 8 hours or something, which I have before and I haven't had this problem, but if you leave it in for a really long time and you forget about it, you can develop what's called toxic shock syndrome, which is basically, like, it can lead to sepsis and lead to death. So it's very risky, and I was so scared.
And loss of limbs.
Really?
It's really, like, it's a common thing.
Well, I'm sure if, like, you have sepsis somewhere and it's, like, in one limb, just cut it off.
Yeah, right? Like, use it. I know that. I don't know. There's a story of this one woman. She's an influencer, I think, now, too.
And she had it?
She lost a leg to it, yeah.
Oh, my God. Anyway, that's crazy. Yeah, I was so scared of it. So, I only used pads, and then one day I was like, you know, I'm so sick of this. I had, like, a mental breakdown because I was, like, PMSing. But, like, this pad feels like a diaper and it's uncomfortable, and I was crying and I was upset, and my mom's like, chill out, you're fine, like, it's gonna be a thing for the rest of your life, get used to it.
Yeah, chill out. Yeah, you're just gonna go through this your whole life.
And I was like, I was so upset. I was like, this feels like a diaper, it's so uncomfortable, I can't handle it. So my next menstrual cycle, I was like, I'm doing it, I'm using a tampon, I do not want to use pads anymore.
I think the best part about this is I knew you while you were going through this.
Yeah, you did. I knew you at that point. Because at this point, I was like a sophomore in high school. So, yeah. Uncomfortable. So, I tried the first time to use a tampon on my own. And when you use a tampon, okay, like, you put it in your vagina, and then you push the applicator. Well, I tried to push the applicator when it wasn't in. And so, like, obviously, it, like, wouldn't go in. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to explain it, but, like, I wasn't doing it right, okay? It wasn't going in where it needed to be. Like, I would push the applicator and the, like, paper cotton part, like, wasn't even in.
So you just put, like, the tip of it in.
Yeah, barely. I was, like, it was, like, hanging out of me. I was, like, this isn't right. Like, this is what this is, so I didn't want to use it. Well, I didn't do that, and I went back to pads. And then, like, a week later, I was off my period, and I was like, I'm just going to put a tampon in again and see if I can do it so that I'm ready for the next time. Worst idea. Please, don't ever do that.
This is stressing me out.
It's the worst. Okay, so I actually did. I talked to my mom. I was like, how do you put in a tampon? And then they explained it to me, and it all made sense. I was like, oh, my God. I've been doing it wrong this whole time. I didn't even realize that you were supposed to, like, wait till it was completely, like, inside before you pushed the applicator, okay? So I learned this exciting news, and then immediately to the bathroom. I'm not on my period. I just wanted to try it. So I
would really?
Yeah, so I would be ready next time.
It's for science.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I have to be ready for next time, so let me just try it and, like, make sure I'm good to go. So I go to the bathroom. I have a plastic one because I figured out they existed. I was never going to use a cardboard one. No, thank you. So I put it in, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it works. I, like, don't feel anything. This is actually pretty comfortable. This is way better than pads. Like, I don't even know it's there.
Was it in the right hole, though?
It was. Oh my God, yes, it was.
I had to ask.
But 5 minutes later, I'm like, okay, cool, that was cool. Now I'm done. I'm going to pull it out.
Oh no!
You know, if you're a woman, you know this.
Oh, no!
Please. So I was like, cool, like, I figured it out. Now I can pull it out and be ready for the next time. But, you know, again, it's only been 5 minutes. Well, if you don't know already, you never ever pull out a tampon dry. They need to be wet, like, with blood, or they need to be, like, sitting in there for, like, a while enough to, like, absorb something to help it come out, because the cotton
and the
dryness of it, yeah, it gets stuck. Like, I don't even know how else to explain it other than, like, it doesn't want to come out, and it hurts like hell. So I start trying to pull on the string to get it out, and I was like, the realization hit that I was like, what is this? I was so scared. I went in the bath. I tried to put water up there to, like, help me get it out, and I was, like, slowly but surely pulling it out, but it was coming out so slow. Literally, like, a half hour later, I'm still in the bathtub, like, crying, but secretly, because I'm not going to go admit to my family what I have done. Eventually, after, like, a half hour, I did, like, one big, like, yank, and I got it out.
Do you know something so funny? I did the same thing.
Oh, thank God.
Well, what happened? Okay, for me, So, my mom would embarrass the living crap out of me. I was probably, like, 10 years old. And I had diarrhea so hard one day. I was at a restaurant, and I just ran to the bathroom, and I was crapping my living heart out. And my mom knocks on the door, and she's all, we spit. I'm like, Mother, are you starting your period? And I was like, oh, hell no. And so I was like, after that, I was like, so embarrassed about it.
So I don't want to tell your parents.
No. So I had actually had mine when I was 11 years old.
Oh.
I know. And I didn't tell anyone for a year.
Oh.
I would literally sneak into my sister's, like, drawers and stuff and pull out products. And usually it was, like, the really huge, disgusting maxi pads that they wouldn't use. And I survived off that for, like, 8 months to a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
And pads are so uncomfortable. Honestly, like, if you don't use tampons and you use pads, like, power to you, because I think they're the most uncomfortable things in the world.
They are.
Like, I could do, like, panty liners, like, if I need to, but
I'm talking about, like, this thick.
Like, they're thick. They are like a diaper, and that's why I was, like, crying about it. I was like, this is like a diaper.
Yeah, so, and then I remember the first time I came across my sister's goodies, I saw a tampon. But here's the thing. Little whisper brain didn't register, oh, small tampons. Regular tampons and extra large, huge cow tampons.
Cow tampons, excuse me. Excuse me.
No shame on anyone that uses them. It's all about, you know, flow and whatnot.
It is where you are, and your body is all.
Yeah, yeah, it's not a big deal, but I didn't understand that. And so I'm 11 years old, and I pull out this huge freaking mofo, and I was like, oh, it's a tampon. Okay, I'm going swimming tomorrow for my church group. This is going to work tonight. It has to. I'm going to figure it out tonight. So I did.
Oh, so you were like the same way. Like, you want to figure it out beforehand, kind of.
But
or were you on your period?
I was on my period, yeah.
Well.
So I had put it in, right? And I was like, oh, this is fine. This is great. I'm such a hot teenager now. I'm using a freaking tampon and I'm 11. For real.
Yeah, yeah.
Lizzie McGuire would be proud.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Grown up.
Wake up the next morning. I got to pull it out. Same thing as you. It's freaking
stuck.
Even
the next morning? I did mine, like, 5 minutes later.
Well, because I put it in the freaking freaking huge one. And it was, I was so uncomfortable all night, just saying. I was like,
isn't it like one of the most painful things?
It is.
Honestly, in comparison to like a kidney stone, it's probably like next level.
But what I ended up doing, I remember crying on the toilet, being like, it's never gonna come out.
Same. I was like, oh my gosh, I've sealed my fate. I'm gonna die with this in me.
So I ended up, you know, taking the string and just.
Yeah, you just like feel so desperate. You just have to like yank it. Like I'm gonna deal with it. Take a deep big breath and like get it out.
Yeah, it was rough.
It took me probably like a couple more months before I even felt comfortable enough to try it again. What about you?
Nope, it took me years.
Really?
Years. I actually did end up telling my mom that I had started my period a year later because I didn't want to go to school. I wasn't even on my period. I was like, I really don't want to go to school today.
And that was your excuse. Be like, yeah. Oh yeah, by like, the way, I started my period. Oh,
okay.
But like, it was like 2 years ago.
I'm not going to tell anyone that. Sorry, mom, if you're listening.
That's so funny.
But we have some spicy stories for y'all.
Yeah, so let's share some stories from the listener who sends some in to us. They're pretty great. I think, but you told me a little bit, so.
I told, like, a little bit from what I know, but I decided that we're going to read a lot of these, like, live because I don't know all the details.
Yeah, we want to have, like, genuine reactions, so we didn't want to read these beforehand, so this is the first time we'll be hearing them, too, so I'm really excited.
Go ahead and read this one.
Wait, I'll me? Like, okay.
Yeah, yeah, you
okay, take there's this another one, right? We yeah, have yeah. two from this listener, okay? So, all right. So she says, I have always been in a very private person in almost all aspects of my life. I've never really got a great sex education. So she missed the day in school where you go in and you learn about like sex ed. So this was fifth grade and she had to miss it for a dentist appointment. So she never really got the talk about what a period is or how it works. And so she just vaguely knew that one day she would have one. So the day finally came. She woke up one morning and there was blood everywhere. She was terrified. She had no idea that a period was supposed to be blood.
What?
What would you think? I don't even know. Like, if you didn't know what to expect and there was just blood, that's pretty scary.
That's horrifying.
So she had no idea that the period was supposed to be blood. She was convinced that she was dying. And then it dawned on her that she finally got her period. She was too shy to ask her three older sisters or her mom, so she just soldiered on with her toilet paper mummies and ruined panties.
So toilet paper mummies, for those that don't know, you guys probably know, but if you're a dude, literally toilet paper around your panties. Yeah. Like,
I mean, if you don't have like a pad or anything to use, it is a lifesaver, honestly.
Oh, gosh. Toilet paper mummies.
So, after a few days, she got really depressed. She thought she was supposed to spend the rest of her life bleeding through every panty she owns until she died of old age. Thankfully, her period ended after a few days and the dilemma had ended. She thought she was good. She still endured more than a year of periods without any sanitary products because she was too embarrassed to ask.
Same.
A year of just ruined panties. Like, it's expensive, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
After listening in on one of her older sister's conversations and digging through her drawers, she finally found it. A tampon. There was a little instruction manual with cartoon pictures of how to insert it. I wish I had that, honestly.
They're not helpful.
But
they aren't helpful.
They're really abstract.
It's like someone just drew an abstract drawing. You're just like, what is that supposed to be like?
It's like a puzzle you have to figure out. So it made no sense to her whatsoever. So what does she do? Insert into the opening. What does that mean? Opening of what? My butthole? Where? I then read the instructions that said insert into vagina. I still had no clue what that was, and after 14 years of life and some thorough searching, I finally found my vagina so I could use my tampon. The instructions still sucked, and I ended up sticking the whole tampon with the hard plastic, with the plastic and everything.
Oh no.
Just ended up sticking up the whole tampon and the hard plastic insertion device still attached inside me. I had to go to school that morning, and I was so miserable. Why do people use tampons? They seemed so useless. I suffered the whole day with that tampon and even bled through my pants.
Oh, my God.
because she didn't take out the insertion device. There was nothing to absorb all of the blood.
Oh my gosh.
I swore I would never use tampons again. When I got home, I reread the instructions and realized that the plastic thingy is not supposed to go in there. It was embarrassing, but it's okay though, because I had a friend who told me that first time she used a tampon, she tried to stick it in her butthole, and that's way worse than my story, if you ask me. That actually would be pretty miserable. Imagine trying to put that in and pull that out of your ass.
Oh my gosh, like the dry cotton.
Yeah, I mean, even though, like, having the bravery to put a tampon in and not even realize you have to take the plastic part off and it just not even work, that would suck. Because I didn't realize that at first either. I didn't really know what the plastic had to do with any of it.
Let's just say, I love how she went from, like, no sanitary products to, let's go to level 15 of period.
Not
to
even tampon. Like, I feel like a pad is, like, a safe start for me until you're ready to take on the tampon.
This is a little part two of that story. She said that a guy in middle school asked if she had pooped her pants.
Because he saw like the blood, but because she bled through her pants, and that'd be so embarrassing.
That poor girl. Oh just my coming, gosh.
And you're 14 years old at this point too.
Like, you would die.
Coming up to be like, I'm sorry, I think you like pooped your pants, but that's so embarrassing.
Okay, this is a second story from a listener. You ready for this? When I was 15. I went to Pine View. So this is the place where
I had that woman flashed me.
Not East Canyon. I thought we were talking about East Canyon.
No, Pine View.
I went to Pine View with a group of friends. We were all swimming around, having the time of our lives. I kept feeling something tickle my legs. And I could not figure out what it was.
She was swimming in, like, the lake. Yeah. And she felt something tickling her legs.
Terrifying. That's everyone's worst nightmare. That is terrifying.
Because then the lakes, I mean, especially, like, with Pine View, it's very, like, muddy, like,
yeah murky. Muddy.
Thank you. Murky.
Okay, I kept on feeling something tickle my legs, and I could not figure out what it was. I reached down and felt around the water, and that's when I felt it, something attached to a string.
Ew.
I pulled it out of the water, and to my horror, I'm gonna laugh so hard, I'm gonna barf. It was a used Sorry guys, okay.
I would never swim in that lake again if a used tampon floated and touched my
Okay. It was a used tampon that was floating around the water. All my friends heard me screaming. And saw the tampon I had in my hands before I threw it.
Ew.
My guy friends were so confused and kept on asking me what it was and insisted on searching for it.
Ew, oh, don't touch that somebody's blood.
I can't.
Ew, I'm gonna actually gag.
I wanna tell you guys why I'm laughing so hard at this. Just let me finish the story and I'll tell you why. I never gave them a clear answer and let them continue their search.
Ew.
I'm still traumatized to this day, okay? I would tell you guys why I laugh so hard. Because I thought this was going to pan out like my other friend's story. So she was swimming with a group of friends on the beach. And she was wearing her sexy bikini. She was looking really nice and fine. She goes out into the water and she also felt something tickle her leg.
Ew, this is a common thing. Excuse me.
Listen. She freaked out, grabbed the string, yanked it out. It was her own tampon.
Ow.
No.
Is she okay?
I don't even know.
Was it okay to come out? Was it in, like, the stages where it wouldn't hurt?
I don't even know, but she just yanked it out, and it was in front of all of her guy friends, all of her friends at the beach. Like, so she had...
Imagine being so scared that something touches you and you're not even realizing it's your own tampon, so you just pull it out.
She told me that she did the whole freak out thing and everything was like, oh,
So and all of the attention's, like, on you. Everyone's looking at this bloody tampon.
That you rolled it up in the air.
That is so gross. And then before you even realize what it is.
Oh, my gosh. That's why I was dying, guys. I thought it was going to turn out that way. It still turned out traumatizing. Can you imagine being a kid
that's and having... That's disgusting. Somebody else has used tampon. Oh, my gosh. One time, my brother, we were going through the high... I was, like, in middle school, elementary school. We were touring one of the high schools that my older sister was going to be going to. It was, like, in, like, the Tooele area.
Okay.
And my little brother, he was like 5 at the time or so, like really young. He found a used condom on the floor.
No!
He picked it up and was like, Mom, what's this? And she like, put that down. We're going to the bathroom to wash your hands like right now. Like,
that is everyone's worst
that's
nightmare.
That's disgusting. That's so gross.
Do you want, okay, one more disgusting story?
Lovely. Everyone loves that.
Okay, this is one of my little siblings. We're almost the same age. We get along pretty well, so I feel like it's okay to share this, but we were out in the middle of nowhere working with my dad, and we really had to go to the bathroom. So all of a sudden, there's a porta potty. Like, oh, cool. We go to the porta potty. I go out, and everything's great and fine. And all of a sudden, this sibling comes out of the porta potty right after me, and she's like, did you guys use that sink? The soap there was so weird.
I'm concerned.
She used the urinal. She's like, there was no soaps. There's no water
okay,
for the
soap.
Okay,
so what is at the bottom of the urinal? What is it called? It's like a...
Like a scenty.
Yeah, thing. It's like a... It has a name for it, but I can't even think what it's called. But she used it as soap.
Yeah, she like grabbed it and was like rubbing it in her hands.
That's disgusting.
Lady problems, guys.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
We don't know things.
That is so funny. Like, I have a story. So, when I was in high school, you know my friend Kay, we talked about her in our Stranger Encounters episode. If you haven't seen it, check it out. But she's the one I went to Lagoon with that had, like, the spit on her forehead.
Disgusting.
So we were really great friends. And so in high school, she went on a trip with me and my family to, like, the sand dunes. It's kind of close. It's, like, 3 hours from where we live. So my stepdad has, like, a motorhome, and it has, like, a shower in it and everything, so we had a place, like, to stay. So, I don't know if you've done this, and I'm sure other people out there have as well, but, like, have you ever showered with your friends in, like, a swimsuit? In a swimsuit? No? Okay, no. I've done it with, like, a lot of my friends. Maybe I'm just weird. Anyone else? Please tell me someone else.
Maybe I'm weird.
I have with, like, my friends from a while ago, too. Like, I've done it with a couple friends where, like, you take a shower in a swimsuit together, like, after a day at the beach, or, like, when you...
I get the beach.
When there's, like, not a lot of space and you kind of have to share a bathroom, you kind of take a shower together with a swimsuit on. So that's what we did. And we both, like, got in the shower after the sand dunes. We went to, like, a little oasis area. There was, like, a little mini, like pond in the middle of these sand dunes where, like, we went to go swim in it. And we come back and we want to wash off all the sand and all of the lake. So we take a shower together in our swimsuits. And as I was getting out of the shower... Which, the glass in the shower is, like, that kind of glass that's, like, translucent. It's not,
frosted.
Like... Yeah, it's frosted. So, when I got out of the shower, she stayed behind to, you know, finish, like, washing her hair. And I was like, I'm gonna get out. I'm gonna change into my clothes, like, while you finish washing your hair. When I changed in the bathroom, we're really close friends, so it's not like like, a big deal. But I didn't realize, like, I went to go... She was still in the shower. I went to go hang my towel, like, back over the shower so it could dry. And I hadn't put, like, anything over, like, my, I hadn't put a shirt or a bra on yet. So I was kind of, like, naked from the top up still. And I, like, pressed my body against the shower to hang. I'm really short. And especially at the, like, I grew a lot, like, my last few years of high school. I used to be, like, 4'6", like, 4 feet, 6 inches. I was really small. So I had to, like, stretch and, like, push my body against the shower to get this towel to hang over it and dry. And all of a sudden, I just hear screaming from the shower.
She said little titties, like...
Yes! She's like, your boobs! Oh, I saw them all! She's like, you had them pressed up against the glass in full view. I saw everything, and I was, like, mortified. But at the same time, I was laughing so hard because we were such close friends that I just didn't even care. I was like, I hope you enjoyed it.
You're welcome.
I was like, you're welcome, but...
I won't charge you this time, but...
I don't even know why it didn't even cross my mind that, like, trying to hang up this towel, like, she might potentially see my body.
I just imagine, like, little baby Courtney.
I know. Like, there was nothing there anyways, but just being shoved in your face.
Good times. Boobs in and of itself as a story for another time, though, because... Holy cow, the lady mistakes you make with boobs.
I guess I've never really had boobs, so I wouldn't know.
I was in denial my whole adolescence, so I wore, like, the bras that would probably cover my nipple.
I remember wearing, like, a training bra when I was, like, 12, but I really didn't even have any, like, reason to wear a training bra, so I stopped for a long time. It really was, like, slow in my, like, puberty development as far as, like, menstrual cycle and, like, growth, like, height and body growth and things like that.
I wish I was always so jealous. I look around at girls and I'm like, their boobs aren't that big. So I would wear like little B cup boobs when I'm a 32 triple D. That's before I had a baby. We're imperfect. I do have stories, but holy cow, they're embarrassing.
Yeah, seriously, so. You guys should hear what I did. Like as a middle schooler, I was like the cringiest person alive. We'll have to do a cringy middle school or like teenage podcast because I was such a weird person. People who know me from middle school, I'm sorry in advance.
Same.
But yeah, anyway, thanks for listening to all of our embarrassing stories. Hopefully it makes you feel better and that you're not alone out there if you've had similar experiences or things that were different, but mistakes that made in general. If for you real. Feel confident enough to share them, I'd love to hear them because I feel not alone, but definitely embarrassed.
For real. Like, we want to hear about the bad tampon insertions. We want to hear about the freaking embarrassing things that you do. It's great. If you're too embarrassed to put your name, just put my friend.
Yeah, it could be, like, anonymous, honestly. Yeah,
just everyone put my friend.
But I know we're not the only ones, I really hope, because I don't know, when you first, you know, sex ed isn't very detailed. And honestly, I don't know if anyone else, I never really paid attention in that class. I always thought it was funny. And so if they did ask questions, and since I was so behind in, like, my development, it wasn't really applicable to me. It wasn't applicable to me, so I didn't really, like, listen and care. And then when the time came that I needed that information, I was like, excuse me, how do I do this? So, yeah, if you guys have similar stories, share them below. I'd love to feel a little better about myself.
For real. Please. We need help. Help our self-esteems. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll see you on the next podcast.